This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Ooh, it's actually somewhat light out the window. It's only 5:45 in the morning and...
And it's a party on a Monday
morning.
Oh
my God, yeah! So exciting.
Where's the, what do we call that thing?
The, what?
On Friday, you play that.
The montage?
The moolah. Play the moolah.
I'm playing the moolah. It's Monday, Oh my God, I'm so happy. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Oh man, and the longest day of the year isn't even for another month and a half. Or a month, I guess. Boy, I feel like because Bottle Rock is like, kind of coming up fast. Like I have so much going on this month, and I feel like May's almost over already.
I feel the same way. I feel like I have so much stuff to do during May.
You do?
So strange.
I just feel that way. You know, just stuff that needs to be done by the end of May.
Yeah.
Oh man, my calendar is finally clear. I'm in heaven.
I'm backloaded over here.
I woke up on Saturday morning at 6:30 or something.
What is wrong with you?
You slept in.
I slept in. I'm laying in bed like, oh my God, this is what people are talking about? Because, you know, my surf season's over. So I'm in bed and I'm laying there going, this is what Sarah's into, huh?
Yeah, 6:30 is not sleeping in on a Saturday as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, that's for you, I guess, that's real.
I'm all cricky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to work through that. You got to let it.
I woke up at, like, I don't know, whatever, 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. I made John breakfast and made him lunch. And then
because he's going to work.
He's got to go to work. So I sent him on his way. Like, okay, I'm going back up to bed. Went back up to bed. I woke up and I grabbed my phone, looked. I'm like, it's 5:58? Wait, what? What day is it? Like, I got really nervous. What day is it? It's PM?
You
Wait,
slept?
What?
You
what
slept
is
a
happening?
Whole
8 hours? Day. Like, it scared me so much.
Oh, my God, you Zach.
I actually turned on the TV to see, like, what the television said, what time it was. And, like, what show was on. Like, what's happened? The evening news is on. Oh, my God. Ah!
I can't believe you went back to bed and slept for 12 hours.
I
you must
know.
Have needed it.
I guess so.
That's some Rip Van Winkle crap, though. That is
crazy.
Yeah, I guess
my wait
body
a minute.
Just needed it.
Was Hall & Oates.
Friday night was
we
Hall & Oates?
We went to Hall & Oates. I didn't get home too late at all. You know, obviously later than I
normal,
sleep.
Right.
Yeah. But to sleep like that.
How were they?
Nuts. They were great.
Be honest.
Yeah, they were good. They looked hella old, but they sang their little hearts out and looked like they were having a good time. All the people around me were having a great time. Everybody singing. It was super fun.
Did they do all the hits?
Yeah, they did.
Did they do a lot of songs you didn't know, or was it all?
Pretty much the hits that I mean, there was probably a couple songs where I was just like, oh, whatever, la la la, and I just looked around during those times. But, you know.
Rich all Girl?
All
did
the
everyone
yeah,
fall
all the girls,
on the ground?
All the girls were singing. It's funny.
Sarah Smile?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All the stuff.
And he sounded good?
Yeah. Thought it sounded good. You know, and it's just that thing we talk about. I took a couple pictures for the Alice Instagram. Mm-hmm. At the front, when we got to the front of the line, they wouldn't take us, let us take the posters in.
Oh.
So we had to take pictures outside of SAP.
Like,
security pulled us
aside, right?
And said, you can't bring those in. I'm like, oh, but I need it for my work. We're going to take pictures. No, you can't do that.
You can't bring those in.
He goes, come over here. He pulls us out of line. He goes, I'll take your pictures for you. Everyone stand over here. And then we took a couple pictures. He's like, all right, give me the posters. So then he chucked them in the trash. And that was that. So I put my phone away and then never pulled it out again.
Good. Well, that's how you
know, but I know, but it would have been nice next morning to go, oh, there's that song that's so great. But I just, you know, I put my phone away and I'm done with it.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. You had you had fun.
Yeah. I mean, I figure I remember it all. So, so that's a plus.
I love Instagram. I look at it all the time. I love seeing what you guys are up to. But I swear I only pull out my camera to when kid related because I don't use it for stuff I'm doing.
Right.
And so I have pictures of the kid. I look and go, I can't keep posting my kid.
You can.
You can, though.
It's too
can.
Much. There's no. nothing else to post.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. It's just in a people's stream of feed. It doesn't feel... To you, every picture you take is your kid. But there's plenty of other pictures that people have mixed in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel the same way, but, like, honestly, all I care about is my
garden
right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel kind of bad when I put it up. But I'm like, it's been a while. In people's feed, you know? No one cares.
No.
They just
like, oh, that's
scroll
sweet.
Right
oh,
by
that.
It, oh, right?
Look at this.
Yeah.
See that?
Is that the kid?
It's the kid with a skateboard, a little red helmet on. She's adorable.
So
that is your life right now. There's nothing wrong with documenting your life.
She wants to skateboard, and I'm like, get in the car. We're going to get a skateboard right now. And what we really needed were the pads. I've got like 7 skateboards all over the house.
Do you have like wrist things for her
wrist
and all that
things,
stuff?
Knee pads, oh elbow pads. God. So I put it all on her, and she's...
Bulky.
Actually, well, she's
and then
bulky.
The bubble wrap.
But no, you know, the thing is actually...
You can really hurt yourself.
The kids, the really good skateboarders today, they do not wear pads, and you see them wrecking themselves. And I don't know why they won't wear pads, but I guess
it's not cool, man.
It's not cool,
right.
But... Damn, man, you got to wear pads. You're falling on the cement.
When you're young and awesome and at stuff, and honestly, you just don't... have the perspective of an old person. And it sucks to be the old person with the perspective, but you're the one who's like, geez, I really wish I'd worn pads during that because
you know
my
what,
knees
though?
And my elbows are effed right. and my wrists.
Coming up at the skate park, I wore pads every day.
Good. That's great,
but
actually.
The kids will not wear pads today, but mine is.
Well, they don't.
She's going to wear pads.
Good.
I want her to get to her adulthood without being completely scarred
and
up.
Having all chronic,
bones,
just chronic
yeah.
injuries, you know? I mean, that stuff... You kids do recover really quickly, and sometimes there's no long-term repercussions, and other times they've really effed something up that they're going to deal with the rest of their life now.
Mm-hmm.
And all it would have taken is a pad.
Right.
Damn it.
We
As
went
an
in
old
for
person,
pads.
I'm saying pads all the way.
And then I'm looking at the boards, and I'm all, you're getting a new board today, too.
Oh.
You got to have a... you know what? The first one's on me. Next one's on Santa or whoever else.
Right.
But
so this, on you.
Right, well, I don't know what you just said. I don't understand that. So Bobby at the boardroom, but there were no discounts, so I don't know
Shame.
Why I'm ashamed of that. But Bobby was a nice boy and built the thing up for her. And I made sure, I'm like, ask him his name. Tell him thank you. Let's go play.
You didn't post that one. I'm looking.
I know. I didn't
Are you
post,
post it.
Yeah, post it up there. That's a cute one. That's a really cute one.
I see Sarah's picture. Is that your greenhouse?
It is.
It's bigger
Those
than I
Those tomatoes are going bananas.
Do you just go
That's
sit in
amazing.
There?
I do. Well, it's really warm, so I can only sit in there in the evening. But I leave the doors open all day because I want the bees to get in. I mean, I want my things to get fertilized.
Oh.
Oh.
I know. I didn't think about that. Before I got the house, I was like, oh yeah, how are the bees gonna get in here?
Well, what do people do?
I guess they leave the doors open.
Oh, so that's normal.
I guess so. You can, well, I guess, believe me, it's hot enough in there. I think it's more about like kind of keeping it at night.
Mm.
Some people who don't, I guess, open up, they actually use a little paintbrush and touch all the flowers and have to self-pollinate because the pollen's gotta, you know, otherwise you'll have flowers but no fruit.
So
a
I know.
Paintbrush touching the flowers
yeah, like a little,
does the job?
Just a little art brush, not like a big house paintbrush or something.
Weird.
I know. Yeah, I just have to transfer it around. But anyway, there are some tomatoes starting, so clearly the bees are getting in there because I haven't been paintbrushing anything. But
well,
yeah,
I can't wait to taste all your stuff.
Well, I can't wait. I hope I have so many tomatoes that I bring you a million tomatoes a week. I love... homegrown tomatoes, and people know, you know, if you've ever grown tomatoes, they taste so different from what
sweet.
You get at the store. They're sweet, and there's just so much more flavor in them.
There they are.
So much better. Well, you know how if you buy
you can eat them like an apple.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're so, some tomatoes are just so crazy good. And when I was a little kid, My mom always had a great garden every year. And we'd have these big, and I just got spoiled by those tomatoes. We would take those tomatoes and just, you'd take it like an apple, take a bite of it, put a little salt on it. Just eat the whole thing, a little salted tomato. Oh, my God. Mm. And just slab tomato sandwiches. Oh, I can't wait to have my own tomatoes.
Okay.
I know. It's ridiculous. So we had a big barbecue on Saturday. The Tommy
right.
Igo family came over.
Right.
It was so fun. We played a couple lawn games and used the lawn for the first time.
What do you mean lawn games? Like cornhole?
Yeah, cornhole and washers. And yeah, it is fun. We didn't do anything formal, but I think for the 4th of July party, I want to do a, we have a friend who has a couple cornhole setups.
Uh-huh.
It's a beanbag pitching game. There's a, you know, it's like a sort of a slanted piece of wood with a hole in it on either side.
Just the about anybody X's can do O's. It too.
Oh my God, that's the great thing about it. No special skills. You just pitch the damn
right.
things. So I think we're going to do attorney. And I'll get some prizes and stuff, and we'll do a bracket tourney so everybody can play some cornhole.
Attorney. I'm like, attorney?
Like a tournament.
Right.
Right. Not attorney as in lawyer.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, sorry. Do attorney.
Why do we need an attorney to go to your party?
Well, there is going to be a document to sign. There'll be no posting to Instagram.
And what?
No, but I thought that would be so fun because it is true. Anybody can play any age and we can just I'll get a big whiteboard and we'll do a bracket and everybody can play a little cornhole. We'll have some fun prizes to give away.
Cornhole's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really fun. So we made s'mores. I mean, it was awesome.
Hmm.
It was so, so fun. It was like the first time we really used the backyard and went, oh my God.
Did the happening? Kids all stay there or did they go on their own little thing?
The Igos stayed just for a few hours and we played and then they all went off home and our family had a little family night and their family had a family night and it was awesome.
That's
it was great. I know. Very low key, but so super fun. And
did you black out?
No, not at all. Oh my God, Vinny! No,
well, I don't know. We only know what you tell us.
Someone wants to know about your roid weekend.
Oh yeah. By the way, I would like to say I'm very sorry for coming to work.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
High on prednisone. I mean, I do feel like I was a weirdo.
They helped you though.
They did help me. Yeah. I'm down to one a day.
That's good.
I really can't notice it right now, but I've been having these crazy dreams and just like life is a little off, but now I'm on one a day.
And it's a little better.
And I'm not noticing it.
Okay.
So how's everything? The poison oak or just physical?
Great.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And your tummy doesn't hurt anymore.
I'm good.
All right.
I really had a terrible week last week. Weird week.
Yeah.
And this week I'm, you know, listen, boy, it makes you
gotta
appreciate.
Gotta do the medicine sometimes.
Sometimes you do, Yusi.
Speaking of which, so I got a text from Vaughn.
Oh, my
night.
God. What's going on?
Let me see.
So, yeah, our cameras aren't on today. Sorry, guys. Vaughn is out sick today.
Sorry.
And everyone's all, why don't you guys just go hit the button? It's not a matter of that. There's some legal things. Let me see. Vaughn.
Legal things. All I know is we have the lights down low today.
We can't be playing commercials during the...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a lot of that kind of stuff. Wow. Music.
And we don't want to get caught when we don't realize that the things are on either.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me see. Last night... Where is it? Oh, I don't know. About 11:10 last night, I got a text from him in the hospital for a swollen tonsil.
Oh.
I may be able to make it tomorrow, but I'm not sure at the moment. I said, okay, keep me posted.
Yeah, no. When you're at
the
hospital at 11:10, I think you make the call.
Right. So then I was talking to him this morning. He said they just tried to drain an abscess in my throat.
But it
didn't work. They're looking for another doctor to try something else. I go, geez, so sorry, Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn, take the time you
and
need.
And then I just asked him about what hospital he was at. And then I started reading the stories this morning, Vinny, about a lot of hospital workers going on strike for the next day, maybe three. So I'm like, oh, crap, Vaughn.
I don't know which hospital you're talking about.
Well,
but
a lot of the UC hospitals.
There's been one running ads here about some stuff that they're striking on.
I know.
Yeah,
like,
some weird
stuff.
But today is supposed to be like the day.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
they're talking 1 to 3 days.
All right.
Try not to get sick the next couple days, everybody.
He's not at a UC.
Well,
it's UCSF.
Yeah.
good luck to Vaughn.
Yes.
I hope his abscess gets drained.
I know, and his birthday is on Wednesday.
Oh, man.
Well,
he'll be better by then.
Hopefully.
He'll
rally
by then.
He's got bigger problems than missing his birthday. If he's got a, something
going
on
in his throat.
That's hospitalizing. It's hardly a thing.
Yeah, but we want to go have lunch on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to take him and his girlfriend out. Oh, by the way, today's Michelle's birthday.
Oh, Berg.
From our team, from our promotions department.
I love her.
I do, too. We all love her.
She's great. Mm-hmm. We have a great little team here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, coming up, let's talk about the 12K a day is back.
Oh, yes, this is back. This is your chance to win $1,000.
Nothing smoother.
12 times an hour. It's true. Starts at 7 a.m.
Right.
And it runs through 7 p.m.
Or 6 p.m. might be
word. 7 to 6.
Ish, yeah.
So every hour at the top of the hour, we'll give you a code word, and then it's the text-in contest.
Mm-hmm.
72881.
Correct.
Right.
Is the text number.
Yeah, so it's a national winner, but somebody gets $1,000, and of course we want to have as many winners from our station as humanly possible, so be, you know, pay good attention
the
to our code word.
The last contest we had, last text one, we won, like, the most people that participated. Our listeners participated the most out of any other station.
Did we win the most?
No, we did not win the most, but we had the most participation.
Oh,
we had a
thank
few
you, listeners. Yeah. You know, look, it looks good on us when you participate, whether you win or not. So, I mean, look, we want you to get $1,000, but thank you. God, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners are great.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Everywhere we go, like I was walking through Whole Foods the other day, and the lady walks by, she goes, love the show. Kept walking. I'm like, oh, my God. It's just so nice. It's just, I feel like, you know, our dumb little show is like a little part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
it's an honor to be here.
I like it, too.
I know.
It's pretty great.
It's really great.
Yeah.
It's such a strange job. And who could ever predict that this is what you're going to do with your life? But here we are. Good morning, everyone. It's broad
you
daylight.
You couldn't have predicted.
Never. In a million years.
I didn't
years.
See it.
Nope. And yet, here we all are.
Yep.
But then I caught the radio disease and haven't thought of anything since.
Yep.
So there's, you know, something behind it.
Oh, I don't know why this popped into my head. Huh. Something about disease. I don't know. Hooman had like a big date night on Saturday. Who's the woman in all your photos with the...
Are you calling her a disease?
No,
yeah,
not at all.
Yeah, that's weird.
The guy least likely to get
one.
I don't know. I don't. It's just you said radio disease, and it popped right in my head. I'm like, oh, Hooman.
Oh, Hooman.
Hooman has a radio disease. Hooman went to some
winery.
Yeah. Who's the girl in the blue dress that you're? There's a couple pictures of the two of you to get together, like on a wall of balloons. It looks like an engagement party or something.
Thank you.
You're engaged?
Mm. No, I'm.
Congratulations!
I knew he's been holding out on us.
I actually thought it might be Rachel in the pictures, but I look closely. I'm like,
it's not Rachel.
I don't think it is Rachel.
Why do you have that ready? We hear that
Poor
twice.
Rachel.
Now.
Rachel.
All right. So there's a winery called Hall Winery. Thank you. And they had a big launch of their new Zinfandel.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. That is high-end.
Baca. And so I got invited to it. And
No, but you told me you went to dinner with this girl.
Well, no. So
Yeah.
So the woman in the picture is Jen. And her family owns the winery.
Uh-huh.
But you were telling me about the delicious dinner and the date that you were on.
But those are two different girls.
Oh.
The girl for dinner
Which
is
the girl in the Instagram?
Yeah. She's the girl in the second picture. Her name's Cheryl. She's
so
one of my pals, too.
Pals. She's your pal. You took her out
another one of my pals.
A high-end dinner, and she's just a pal?
Well, I got a plus one for this thing, and I didn't know who to take. And then I ran into her at a different party for, I don't know, children needing
the
books.
The disenfranchised youth.
In Oakland. And so I said, hey, you seem like a fun person. You want to come to this thing with me? And she goes, yeah, let's go.
So the beautiful blonde kissing you in the second picture with a red and black dress on.
Not Rachel.
Not Rachel.
So we don't get to see her face?
This
chick is so beautiful. And he takes her out to some lavish dinner at this place.
It's called Press.
He's like, you, Sarah, shame. You've got to go. This is the best new restaurant I've been to. You sit down and they immediately come over and say,
The chocolate souffle takes 45 minutes, so if you're thinking you might want one of those for dessert, now's the time to order it.
No, yeah. Thanks.
Oh, hell yeah, you order that. Order that every time. If the dessert takes that long, you gotta get it, and it was worth it. It was incredible. It's like, oh, this is so good. Anyway, it was a great weekend. Thank you so much for asking about it. Cinco de Mayo ends up being a crazy day. There's so many events going on. I had said yes to this like 5 months ago, and yeah, it was good. And I know you're a foodie, so I thought it's a good restaurant recommendation for you.
You know, I wonder if I am a foodie. I'll just eat anything.
Oh, my God.
I love food, but foodies are like, you
foodies
know.
Foodies a different thing.
Yeah, it's like a person with a really refined palate, and they can tell the difference between good stuff and bad. I really can't.
Just last like, week, she saw sweet tarts. I'll have some of those.
I love sweet
tarts.
Walked
right into someone's office and just started macking them. We're like, what
too
the
bad
hell?
He didn't have mini packs of Necco's.
You just had three cupcakes. What are you doing?
Smarties are a poor man's Necco. Those were tiny cupcakes, Vitti. Get off my ass.
I'm not on your ass.
They're like bite
size.
They were tiny.
They're not necessarily. You're not necessarily a foodie,
right?
Though.
Oh my God, no! I don't consider myself a foodie at all. Like I'll pretty much just eat anything. Oh, is at all? Is there food here? I'll eat it. Sounds good.
Are we having food today?
I think that there are some sandwiches coming.
Yeah.
For Berg's birthday.
Right.
All right, KLLC, KLLC.
Oh, I guess you just told her that.
Oh, shoot. Is it a secret?
You guys cannot keep
well, you should have. Could you have said it was a secret?
And then you're like, oh, my God, I have to tell.
No.
So if I do it nonchalantly, you'll forget about it.
All right.
Look, I mean, this is your fault.
Why is that my fault?
Because you mentioned it.
Oh, okay. But I'm not the one that spilled the beans, am I?
KLLC, KLLC, HD. You guys, this would be a fun week. I can already tell. HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.